The fight between big AI and creators is not cooling off anytime soon, and last week we saw another dismissal from the courts that once again is in favor of AI companies. So what does this dismissal mean for the future of AI? We'll unpack that and more on today's AI Roundup. Hey everyone, I'm Phil Buck, your host for AI Roundup, a weekly digest of everything AI related. And it was only a couple of weeks ago that we reported on the case of Artists versus Midjourney, Stability AI, and DeviantArt. And in a related case, we're now getting a new round of possibly precedent-setting dismissals. The details of the case aren't that different. In this case of Richard Kadrey et al. Versus Meta Platforms Incorporated, and to get straight to the point, the judge has ruled that this is nonsensical, and furthermore, there is no way to understand the Llama models themselves as recasting or adaptation of any of the plaintiff's books, and I have to agree. This one, once again, seems to be a case that was built on a misconception of how LLMs really do what they do. The biggest takeaway from this dismissal is the burden put on these plaintiffs and future plaintiffs to prove the AI models in question could be understood as recasting, transforming, or adapting their work. My understanding from reading previous articles about the filing of this case is that the main complaint for Silverman and fellow authors was that the LLMs could produce an accurate summary of their books, which was the core of their derivative works argument. The case of Ortiz versus Stability AI also faced similar issues that they couldn't prove outputs were sufficiently based on their original works or lacked the proper copyrights, which are required to be filed in a suit like this. But on the upside for the creatives, just as in the last case, the judge left the case open for the plaintiffs to replead some claims. This means they have a chance to refine their arguments or present new evidence. And this is crucial because it keeps the door open for a deeper exploration of copyright infringement in the realm of AI, a topic that is still very much in its infancy in legal terms. This case has broader implications for the AI industry and the creative community. It's not just about whether an AI can generate a summary of a book, it's about understanding the nuances of what constitutes an infringement in the digital age. The key question here is whether the AI outputs are transformative in nature or if they merely replicate the original content without significant modification. This is the big question we've been waiting to hear an answer to, which hasn't happened quite yet. One of the central arguments from the plaintiffs is the idea that the AI models like Llama and GPT from OpenAI are built on the extraction of expressive information from copyrighted books. But the judge's dismissal underscores a crucial point. The output of these models does not necessarily equate to a direct adaptation or replication of the original works. This distinction is vital in understanding how AI interacts with copyrighted material. In a similar case filed in September, John Grisham, George R.R. Martin, and a bunch of other authors in a class action suit have voiced concerns that these AI models could compete with authors for readers' attention by generating similar content. There's a fear that these AI systems could diminish the value of original creative works. However, the court's stance seems to be that the transformative nature of AI-generated content sets it apart from being a direct copy of original works. Moreover, the issue of whether the AI model's training involved copyrighted material accessed via alleged piracy sites such as LibGen adds another layer of complexity to these cases. While OpenAI has not directly answered questions regarding the specific content of their training data, the suspicion that copyrighted works were used without permission remains a significant part of the lawsuit. The broader legal battle is being led by some unlikely figures, Matthew Butterick and Joseph Saveri, who have become the driving force behind these class action lawsuits against big artificial intelligence companies. Butterick, a self-employed designer and programmer turned lawyer, and Saveri, leading an antitrust and class action firm, represent a crusade to give creative people a say in how their work is used in AI training. Their mission is to push back against the practices of AI companies, a challenge that is seen as a long shot even by many copyright and intellectual property scholars. But I think this is an important move that has to be made to see if these AI models in the end should be used or should be retrained in another way. The lawsuits filed by Butterick and Saveri are some of the most closely watched legal battles of the moment. They represent a significant challenge to the AI industry, questioning the methods used by companies like OpenAI, Meta, Stability AI, and others in training their tools. The outcome of these cases could either entrench the industry as we know it or force it to make radical changes. That's why we've been watching these cases so closely for really any action that's come. As we delve further into this new era of AI, these legal battles raise important questions about the future of creative work. How do we balance the rights of authors and artists with the innovative potential of AI? What responsibilities do tech companies have in ensuring their groundbreaking technologies respect existing copyrights? And most importantly, how do we foster an environment where both technology and creativity can thrive without infringing upon each other's domain? I've heard passionate arguments from both artists and technologists, and I'm curious, where do you come down on this debate? Leave your thoughts in the comments, or better yet, join the discussion on the MMM Discord. And so that's our AI roundup for today. If you enjoy what we're doing here on the show, as always, please help me out by liking this video, drop a comment, and sub to the channel. Also, be sure to follow us everywhere on social media at MSP Media TV, or you can drop us an email, news@mspmedia.tv, or if you want to leave us a voicemail, call 833-MSP-NETWORK. I'm Phil Buck, and this has been your November 27th episode of AI Roundup. I hope you're all recovering from massive amounts of turkey and mashed potatoes, but I'll see you next time.
This has been a broadcast of the MSP Media Network.